Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
One of the greatest accomplishments of the last legislative session was the restoration of rights that had slowly and methodically been taken away by schools and private employers and government in general. Last week, we talked about the restoration of parental rights, specifically as it relates to the moral upbringing of children and parental rights in the areas of healthcare and education. Bottom line, if government bureaucrats or overzealous educators or unscrupulous healthcare professionals come between parents and their children, they can now be sued. This week, we move on to the rights of conscience restored to the medical community. But before we go there, it's important to point out that for some strange reason, the restoration of rights was an extremely contentious and highly partisan issue. The two bills in question were House Bill 303, which restored medical rights of conscience, and House Bill 676, which restored parental rights. And in both cases, every single Democrat in both the House and Senate voted no. All Republicans, with a few exceptions, voted yes. The question is, why? And it comes down to two different worldviews. Those who voted yes believe in the ability of individuals to decide what's best for themselves and their children, or in the case of healthcare providers, which procedures violate their moral or religious convictions. Those who voted no believe that government knows best and should have the final say. Thank goodness our legislature is dominated by legislators who believe in the rights of individuals, backed up by a governor who believes the same. When it comes to healthcare providers, the industry is changing, and doctors and nurses are having to make some tough decisions. Namely, do as you're told, even if it violates your moral convictions or lose your job. Gone are the days of doctors in small private practices. Doctors can no longer afford to operate independently, and as a result, they're being gobbled up by hospitals and large medical groups, who themselves are being gobbled up by even larger groups. As a result, personal care has been replaced by economies of scale and an unhealthy focus on the bottom line. In addition, many healthcare providers are being forced to participate in procedures that violate their consciences. Examples would be doctors or nurses forced to perform abortions or to participate in gender transformation procedures, including performing breast removal on minors, or the administration of experimental drugs and vaccines. One Montana pharmacist was dragged before the Board of Pharmacy because he refused to dispense birth control that worked after fertilization. Thankfully, House Bill 303 has now become law. It's better known as the Medical Rights of Conscience Act, and it protects any healthcare provider that refuses to perform certain procedures that violate their moral or religious beliefs. In a day and age when technology is increasing faster than the ability of medical ethicists to keep up, the final arbiter of the morality of a procedure must be left up to the conscience of the providers themselves. Just because we can do something does not necessarily mean that we should, and healthcare providers should never be forced to violate their beliefs. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.